The first reading is a reading from the letter of St. Paul to the Thessalonians. Paul, Silvanus, and Timothy, to the Church of the Thessalonians in God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, grace to you and peace. We give thanks to God always for all of you, remembering you in our prayers, unceasingly calling to mind your work of faith and labor of love and endurance and hope of our Lord Jesus Christ, before our God and Father, knowing, brothers and sisters, loved by God, how you were chosen. For our gospel did not come to you in word alone, but also in power and in the Holy Spirit and with much conviction. You know what sort of people we were among you for your sake. In every place, your faith in God has gone forth, so that we have no need to say anything. For they themselves openly declare about us what sort of reception we had among you, and how you turned to God from idols to serve the living and true God, and to await his Son from heaven, whom he raised from the dead, Jesus, who delivers us from the coming wrath. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. The Lord takes delight in his people. The Lord takes delight in his people. Sing the Lord a new song of praise in the assembly of the faithful. Let Israel be glad and rejoice. Let the children of Israel rejoice in their king. The Lord takes delight in his people. Let them praise his name in the festive dance. Let them sing praise to him with timbrel and harp. The Lord loves his people and he adores the lowly with victory. The Lord takes delight in his people. Let the faithful exult in glory. Let them sing for joy upon their couches. Let the high praises of God be in their throats. This is the glory of all his faithful. Alleluia. The Lord takes delight in his people. My brothers and sisters, may our Lord be with you and with your spirit. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew. Glory to you, O Lord. Jesus said to the crowds and to his disciples, "Woe to you, scribes and Pharisees, you hypocrites! You lock the kingdom of heaven before men. You do not enter yourselves, nor do you allow entrance to those trying to enter. Woe to you, scribes and Pharisees, you hypocrites! You traverse sea and land to make one convert, and when that happens, you make him a child of Gehenna twice as much as yourselves. Woe to you, blind guides, who say, 'If one swears by the temple, it means nothing, but if one swears by the gold of the temple, one is obliged or obligated.' Blind fools, which is greater, the gold or the temple that has made the gold sacred? And you say, 'If one swears by the altar, it means nothing, but if one swears by the gift on the altar, one is obligated.' You blind ones, which is greater, the gift or the altar that makes the gift sacred? One who swears by the altar swears by it and all that is upon it. One who swears by the temple swears by it, by him who dwells in it. One who swears by heaven swears by the throne of God and by him who is seated on it." The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. Today we celebrate the Feast of St. Augustine. Huh? I start flying back today, by God's grace. And God willing, get back to Erie, Pennsylvania tomorrow. Be on the red eye. From Honolulu all the way till Minneapolis, St. Paul, early in the morning. And then go to Pittsburgh and drive to Erie. So please pray for me as I am praying for you. Anyway, but as we focus on the readings today, Jesus loves to get the Pharisees, huh? Who just try to put burdens, we heard the other day, on people's shoulders and give them all these rules and all this stuff and try to make things, if you swear by one thing, it's more important than another. That we make this relationship with God almost a superstition instead of a relationship of love. And that's where we go to the first reading. And it talks about we always give thanks to God for all of you, remembering you in our prayers. And then it ends with, and you turn from God, you turn to God from idols, who raised Jesus from the dead, and who will deliver us from the coming wrath. And because of Jesus, St. Augustine was saved. Because of Jesus, you and I are saved. Jesus is the one we need to focus on. Only on Jesus, only on Jesus, only on Jesus. and we'll all be saved from the coming wrath. May each of you know his love today and forever. Amen.